Two of Marin County's biggest employers, BioMarin and its two recent spinoffs, and the Buck Institute, are prominent figures in the bioscience business sector regionally. They have a lot of less visible companions, too. And if Chris Stewart is successful, there will soon be even more.
Marin County has 200 life science companies with our small population. That means we have the highest per capita biolife companies than any other county in California. So we're trying to expand on what's already here and grow that.
Edwards is the economic development manager for the city of Novato, but his work there incorporates a much wider regional ambition, one of courting additional bioscience companies to expand or relocate to not just Marin, but also Sonoma, Napa, and Solano counties.
We did the four counties because to attract a cluster in any industry, you need to be able to provide the full spectrum of the supply chain from research to warehouse distribution and manufacturing. Solano County has the manufacturing with Genentech, and Sonoma has a lot of the biomechanical device manufacturers and distribution centers. With the Buck Institute, we are one of the premier research facilities in the world on aging and stem cell research, and so we're going to grow the businesses around that.
The effort got started quietly about 18 months ago with some $300,000 in seed money. Now Stewart is raising another $1.5 million to underwrite a three-year marketing and recruitment program. That will include a web-based library of resources, from real estate to support services to parts suppliers, that could serve the companies considering relocating here. The surrounding counties are being urged to help their businesses be part of that resource collection, and Carolyn Stark is already on board.
I come from the perspective that more economic development is good for all of us. They're investing in a huge marketing effort to raise awareness about bioscience in the North Bay, and we're part of that team.
Stark is executive director of Sonoma County Best, that's Building Economic Success Together, a public-private partnership for local business growth. She says the bioscience recruiting effort can help diversify Sonoma County's economy.
We are focused on food processing and manufacturing and advanced manufacturing and technology companies, trying to leverage the companies that we have here to grow in those particular industries. Anytime you raise awareness about industry in the North Bay and not just tourism and hospitality, that's going to be good for all of us.
Much of that benefit, she anticipates, will center in Petaluma.
Companies don't look at county lines when they decide where they're going to go. I got to be close to that company, or I got to be close to this research effort or whatever, and let's find some space where it's easy to access. Petaluma is open arms, ready to accept that.
But for Novato, says Edwards, the ultimate goal is job creation.
Our specific goal is to bring in 100 new jobs each year. We've been doing about 45 jobs for the last 4 years, and we want to up that.
Edwards is also aware of the need to begin now in concurrently developing a workforce to hold down those newly arriving jobs.
We've got to have the workforce coming out of the educational system to support that growth, so we're very focused on that aspect of growing the economy as well.
He's pushing a region-wide initiative to address that anticipated need as well. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.